Take your Bibles, turn with me this evening to 1 Samuel chapter 22. 1 Samuel chapter 22, we're going to be looking at verses 1 through 4. Tonight is our third lesson in a five-part series from the book of 1 Samuel. 2 weeks ago, our first night, we talked about our lesson title was Survival for the Same Servants of God, and we looked at the story of David and Goliath. And then last week, our lesson was called From Underdog to Champion. And we saw how David went from an unknown young teenage shepherd to being very popular and eventually became king over Israel. 1 Samuel 22, verse 1. David, therefore, departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. Adullam was a city southwest of Jerusalem, and there was a cave, many caves there, but there was a cave there that had the same name as the city called the Cave of Adullam. That's where he's at. Departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam, and when his brothers and all his father's house heard it, they went down there to him. And everyone who was in distress, everyone who was in debt, everyone who was discontented gathered to him. So he became captain over them, and there were about 400 men with him. Then David went from there to Mizpah of Moab, and he said to the king of Moab, "Please let my father and my mother come here with you till I know what God will do for me." So he brought them before the king of Moab, and they dwelt with him all the time that David was in the stronghold. Let's pray. God, thank you for your word. Again, we thank you for the opportunity to be here this evening. We again thank you for the blessing of hearing these children sing and just learn about music and present to us what they've learned, Lord. And now as we open your word, I pray that we'd open our hearts and be receptive to your word. Just give me the words to say. In the words of John the Baptist, I pray that I will decrease and you will increase. And I claim Isaiah 55:11, as your word goes forth, I pray that it would not return void, but accomplish what pleases you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. The dictionary defines spelunking as the hobby or practice of exploring caves. I saw an article online not long ago that was entitled, "What You Need to Know About Going Spelunking." The article said the most important rule to go exploring a cave or to go spelunking is to have at least three people in your group. The article said your equipment should include three sources of light: a headlamp, a flashlight, and glow sticks. It also said you should carry a backpack containing water, food, and a first aid kit. The article said you should wear hiking boots, long pants, and long sleeves, and also wear knee pads, gloves, and a helmet. Here in this passage, we see that David finds himself in a cave, and he's not there to be spelunking. He is violating all the rules of spelunking, and he is hiding from King Saul, who's trying to kill David. David, of course, is not there in that cave with a group of three, as the spelunking rules say you should be. He's there all alone in a dark, dreary, and depressing cave. This is very unusual because we know that David had been chosen by God to be king over Israel, and he had been anointed by the prophet Samuel to be king over Israel. 2 weeks ago, as I said, we studied the story of David and Goliath, and we know, of course, that in that story, David defeated Goliath, and he became very popular, basically became a national hero. And then after that, Saul actually appointed David to be king over part of his army. So we see here that that is very unusual now. David is all alone in a cave going through a very difficult time of suffering. There are times in our own lives when we find ourselves going through our own cave experience. We sometimes feel all alone. You know, you can be around people every day, but still be very lonely. We all go through times of loneliness. We can become very discouraged in life or feel defeated in life. Suffering is a part of life. Nobody likes it, but we all experience it, and we can, with God's help, get through it. We can learn some valuable lessons specifically here in this passage here tonight, some valuable lessons on how to get through the cave experiences of life. How to get through the cave experiences of life. Tonight's lesson, climbing out of your cave. Notice three things here in this passage. First of all, let's talk about the reality of the cave. Notice the reality of the cave. Look at the first part of verse 1. The first part of verse 1, it says, David therefore departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. You know, life is a series of ups and downs, a series of highs and lows, peaks and valleys. And David is a perfect example of that. We see now as we come to chapter 22, David is a low point. He's hit rock bottom, basically. The anointed king is hurting and hiding in a cave. David is having to lay his head on a rock when he goes to sleep instead of being able to enjoy the comfort of his own bed. Instead of fighting the Philistines, he's fighting loneliness and depression in a deserted and dirty cave. Psalm 142, verse 1 through 4, you don't have to turn there, just let me read that to you. This is David's prayer when he was in the cave. It was written later, of course, when he reflected back on his time alone in this cave. Notice what he says here in Psalm 142, verse 1 through 4. It says, I cry out to the Lord with my voice. With my voice to the Lord I make supplication. I pour out my complaint before him. I declare before him my trouble. Notice this. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, you knew my path in the way in which I walked. They have secretly set a snare for me. Look on my right hand and see, for there is no one who acknowledges me. Refuge has failed me. No one cares for my soul. There in verse 2, you see David acknowledges that while he was in the cave, he acknowledges that he is in trouble. He is in a desperate time. You know, none of us should expect to get through life without experiencing trouble and going through difficult times. We all experience heartache and hard times in life. But I want you to remember this tonight. Yes, suffering is a part of life. We all will have our cave experiences, but remember that one day we're going to a place where sorrow and suffering cannot go. Amen, church? In this life, there is the roller coaster ride of ups and downs, but in heaven, it's all good. Amen? It's not a roller coaster ride. It's all enjoying the glory and splendor of heaven for eternity. Revelation 21:4, very popular verse, says this, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no sorrow, no crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. You see, there is the reality of the cave. There is the reality that we're going to struggle and go through times of suffering and heartache and pain, but there is also the reality of joy and rejoicing in the life to come. There will be times of darkness in this life, but in heaven we'll be in the presence of Jesus, the light of the world. Muammar Gaddafi was the dictator of Libya from 1969 till 2011. After he became dictator, England closed its embassy and the ambassador and his staff left the country. Gaddafi became very angry about this and he ordered that England, the country of England, to be removed from all the maps in Libya. The new maps had the North Sea where England should be. But simply removing England from a map did not mean that it did not exist. The difficult times we go through are very real, but there's a place called heaven that I've never seen on a map, but I know it's real too. Amen? I've never been there before, but I've got a home there, and I know one day I'm going to go there, and I'm going to spend eternity in that place called heaven. No matter how tough life can be, we can look forward to a place where life will be perfect. So we see here the reality of the cave. The reality of the cave and the reality of in life, we'll go through difficult times, but you know, we know in the life to come, there'll be no more sorrow and suffering. So number two, let's talk about the revelations in the cave. the revelations indicate. Look at the second half of verse 1 and then verse 2. Notice this. Let's lead in with the first part of verse 1 we just read there. David therefore departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brothers, notice this, and when his brothers and all his father's house heard it, they went down there to him. And everyone who was in distress, everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontented gathered to him. So he became captain over them, and there were about 400 men with him. David finds himself in this cave, and we see that so many things have been taken from him. He lost his family, lost his friends, lost his finances, and yes, he lost his fame. He is now isolated, cut off from the rest of the world. But after a while, we see that people begin to show up. First of all, we see that his family come to the cave. Then we see this down and out group of men begin to show up. And later on, we see that David took this group of dissatisfied, discontented men and made them into an army. David became their leader, and then in chapter 3, we'll look at it in just a moment, he was able to lead them into battle. But I want to part right here for a moment, for a few minutes, and this is the main part of my message. I want to part right here and talk about some principles to help us make it out of the cave, help us get through times of suffering. In your outline, first of all, notice we need to remember the sovereignty of God. We need to remember the sovereignty of God. We serve an all-knowing, all-wise, all-powerful, ever-present, sovereign God. I heard one time a very good definition of the word sovereign. Sovereign means to be dependent on nothing and independent of everything. Isn't that good? That's a great definition of sovereign. It means to be dependent on nothing and independent from everything. That's a great description of God. God rules and reigns over the affairs of the whole universe, and he is not dependent on anyone to help him out with that. Amen? And he is independent from all the affairs in the universe going on. And he rules and reigns as a sovereign God. He is like a conductor that conducts an orchestra. God directs all the affairs of the universe, and he knows all about your time of suffering. But listen to this. Understand this, that even in the worst of times, God is at work in your life. God is always at work in your life. God is always up to something in your life. God doesn't forget about us or abandon us when we're going through that cave experience. He's still working and doing things in your life. Our goal, our responsibility should be as believers to learn or to see where God is at work in our lives, see what he's up to, see what he's doing, and join him there. We should remember the sovereignty of God. Listen, this is a great example here. David is all alone in the cave, going through a difficult time, a terrible time, but God is still at work in his life. God is still orchestrating things in David's life, and God is working in the lives of these 400 men that end up going to David. You see, we get so... In our cave experiences, we look at ourselves, we look at our own situation. But you need to remember the sovereignty of God. Yes, we may be in the cave experience going through a difficult time, but God can be working in the lives of other people for your benefit. We need to remember the sovereignty of God. God was working in David's life and the lives of 400 other men, and David was able to lead them to battle, and God gives them victory. God loves you. He sees you right where you are, even in your cave experience. He will never abandon you, and he is always at work in your life. So, some principles to remember. Some revelations indicate, point two, not only do we need to remember the sovereignty of God, we also need to remember that Scripture is our God. Scripture is our God. In the Old Testament days, God had prophets that he spoke through to the people. Today, what do we have? We have the Word of God. We have God's written Word to give us guidance and direction to help us make the right decisions in life, even in the most difficult times. It is so common, and I've been guilty of this, that in the difficult times, we tend to forget about God. We tend to turn away from God. We tend to fail to get in God's Word like we should. But in God's Word is exactly where we need to be, because that's where God's going to guide us and direct us out of the cave. Psalm 119, 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." God will lead us out of the cave. When we're in that dark place, we need to remember that Scripture is our guide. So not only do we need to remember the sovereignty of God in those difficult times, we need to remember that Scripture is our guide. And also, see, we need to remember the suffering of Jesus. The Bible tells us that Jesus was whipped, beaten, and tortured, and nailed to a wooden cross where he died for our sins. 3 days later, he was raised from the dead, and he lives today. If you've accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, you have victory over sin, death, hell, and the grave. And you also have victory over your cave. You have victory over that difficult situation you're facing. Whatever suffering you're going through, remember that Jesus suffered on the cross so we can have victory. Listen to this. When we are going through difficult times, we have to remember not to be a slave to our circumstances. Do not let your difficult situation define you. Amen? Somebody help me. We all go through those difficult times. We all go through times of suffering. We all find ourselves in that cave experience, but we should never allow that to define us. We should never allow that to label us. We should always remember our identity in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Our identity is in Jesus Christ. Even in the worst suffering, you still belong to the Savior of the world. You know, we live in a crazy, mixed up world. I mean, it's just a crazy place that we live in. We live in a world where lemonade is made with artificial flavors and furniture polish is made with real lemons. That's crazy, isn't it? As believers, when life throws you a lemon, make lemonade. When you're going through a time of suffering, don't get bitter, get better. When we're going through a difficult time, don't ask God why, ask God what. Ask God, what is it that I'm supposed to learn in this difficult time? God, what is it you're trying to show me as I'm going through this cave experience? God is always at work in your life, even in the most difficult times. Romans 8:28, very popular verse. All things work together for what? Bad? Good. For those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. All things, many things, some things, all things, even times of suffering, they work together for good. Here in David's life, he's a fugitive from justice. The king of the nation is trying to kill him. But you still see God's got a plan and work in his life and carries him to victory. So we see not only the reality of the cave, we see the revelation in the cave. And number three, notice the revival out of the cave. Look at verse 2. Let's look at that again to set the scene here. He's in the cave all alone, and it says that those from his father's house, verse 1, heard it and went down there to him. Verse 2, everyone who was in distress, everyone who was in debt, everyone who was discontented gathered to him. So he became captain over them, and there were about 400 men with him. Chapter 23, verse 1 through 5. Then they told David, saying, "Look, the Philistines are fighting against Keilah, and they are robbing the threshing floors." Therefore David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go and attack these Philistines?" The Lord said to David, Go and attack the Philistines and save Keilah." And David's men said to him, "Look, we are afraid here in Judah. How much more than if we go to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines?" Then David inquired of the Lord once again, and the Lord answered him and said, "Arise, go down to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistines into your hand." And David and his men went to Keilah and fought with the Philistines, struck them with a mighty blow, and took away their livestock. So David saved the inhabitants of Keilah. These men who came to David and joined him were distressed, in debt, and discontent. They had suffered under the tyranny and taxation of King Saul, and they were fed up. They went to David, they gathered around David, even when David was in his cave experience. Even when David was down, they still went to David. No doubt they still believed in David. Praise God for the encouragers in life. Praise God for people that will stick by you, even in difficult times. There is a great need for that kind of ministry in the church today. We all need to be encouragers. There is a need for people who will stick by you even in the difficult times. So many times in the church, when we make mistakes, when we're in our time of suffering, when we're going through a time of guilt, a time of difficulty, there's always somebody ready to criticize and put down or cut down. But aren't you glad for those who are come along beside us and lift us up when we're down? And I thank you as a church for being such an encouraging church. But you know, we're all like that group of men that came to David. We all come with baggage and issues and problems, but when we rally together and come together and encourage one another, we can be a mighty army for God. David entered this cave a broken man. He came out as a captain of an army ready to do battle for God. He went in running from a crazy king. He came out and went on to be king himself. Where are you at this evening? What about you? Do you find yourself in your own cave experience? Are you going through a difficult time, a time of suffering? We all do. And suffering comes in many shapes and sizes, many different ways. But let me encourage you tonight, don't give up. God is still with you. He loves you. He has a plan for your life. Helen Keller said this, "When one door closes, another opens. But we often look so regretfully upon the closed door that we don't see the one that has opened for us." In the cave experience, it's hard to see God's open door. But just remember that even in the deepest, darkest times in life, God's doing a work. He's got an open door for you. He wants to give you victory. He wants to lead you out of the cave experience and lead you to victory. Let's pray together.